Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, Mike Franken.
So can you just talk to us a little bit about yourself?
Born and raised in Sioux County, Iowa, northwest corner, town of about 50. 11 of them were in my family, 9 of them were the neighbors next door. My mother was a school teacher, one-room schoolhouse teacher. My dad was a machinist who was a wounded World War II vet, came back from the war, knew how to work with his hands, and built a machine shop and fixed implements. That was the design. As far away from all the towns as he could, so he'd have a captured audience of farmers to work for. So he did that his entire life. That's the environment I grew up in, working in machine shop. Welding, lay work, designing, constructing, fixing loaders and the like, and ultimately trucks. That became more of a farmhand job as I went into junior high because the farmers paid, my dad didn't. And when I was in high school, I got in at the local hog slaughterhouse and worked at Supreme for 3 years, first in the rendering plant, ultimately in the stick pen, and then up on the kill floor. Every job conceivable, lugging hogs at night, doing double shifts as best I could. Got money to go to college. I was the youngest of 9, and that's what all my brothers and sisters did as well. You worked your way up, and then you found what you wanted to do in life. And went to college because my mom emphasized things like math and reading as a kid. Took a test and got a scholarship to go to the Navy. Spent 3 years to finish my education as an enlisted man and then became a naval officer. Didn't expect to stay as long as I did, but the opportunities kept arising, how that happens, and suddenly, you know, it becomes decades. But I resigned my commission shortly after Donald Trump was elected. I had worked for every president since Jimmy Carter. I thought perhaps I wasn't going to work for him. And I had a lot of time in Washington, D.C. by default and didn't see myself bridging into that organization as well as I had previous ones, from the Bush administration to the Clinton administration and the Barack Obama administration. So I mean, no harm, no foul. I was happy to retire. I retired as a 3-star admiral, which makes me the senior officer, I think, in the state of Iowa, and certainly the senior officer to ever run for a Senate seat in the history of our country, oddly enough. And so I decided to run for office, and I wasn't intending to do that, but I was President Obama's chief of legislative affairs, and I had worked in the Clinton administration in legislative affairs and also in the Bush administration. And I had started a defense agency from the ground up, working both sides in a bipartisan manner. I had a sensibility of politics at the time, although I kept myself apolitical for the most part. After 30-some years, almost 40 years of really a defensive of the country perspective and to ensure that our way of life was protected and that I did the executive office, the executive branches bidding in a variety of jobs to include land warfare commander in a combat theater. I had a lot of Army guys and women in my command, including Marines and SEALs and Air Force, etc. So I'm very ambidextrous with the services. As a matter of fact, many, many, many years working joint jobs, as they're known. I wanted to do something more to preserve our democracy, and it seemed to me quite surprising that there's an assault on democracy in this world. And if you need to be convinced of that, well, what's the most fundamental right of democracy? And that is the right to vote. And what is questioned? Well, half the House of Representatives questioned the last election. I don't know what else to say about that. Everybody knows, and all the courts say it was fair. The directors of education or in elections say it was fair. Why they think it's not is an assault on democracy. So I find myself doing what I did external to the United States, now doing internal to the United States. And I don't owe anybody, and I'm reasonably fearless in such matters. And I think I got the right perspective on this. Secondly, having worked in a vast number of jobs, I'm a technical person, physics, engineering, that we can do better from a quality of life perspective in the state of Iowa. And a whole host of matters, from childcare to broadband to reconfiguring our electrical grid and a greener, more sustainable agriculture to clean water coming out of every faucet, building the economic business base in the state so that people who've seen the world come back here and are not scraping to get to buy that first house. In my world, working at the hog kill plant combined with working as an engineer for a law firm when I was in college, I bought my first house a year and a half after I graduated. Not in a small town in Iowa where it was cheap, but in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I was first stationed. An expensive house because I could. I had money for it. The wage scales were such that it was offering. And because you do that at an early age, you develop that income stream, that income potential, that you rise, you reach this state of stasis where you're not striving to just survive. And it gives me this opportunity to run for office. And my wife gave me the permission to do so, which is big.
What is the most important thing people should know about you?
Iowa born and bred, fourth generation. Grandparents were homesteaders, all buried in Iowa, like I will be. Product of public education, 39 years of government service, returned home to serve my fellow Iowans, clear-eyed, unadulterated by twisted thought.
Now, for you, if you were able to get into that position where Senator Grassley is right now and you were to win the Democratic nomination and then win the election, what would be some of your focuses being in that position?
Well, I think as you look back on history in Iowa, history in the nation, some of the big movements, the big muscle movements in this nation, suffrage, antitrust legislation, education advancement, rural electrification, clean air, clean water, Medicaid, Medicare, the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, the GI Bill, the GI Bill of Rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all Democratic initiative, mostly passed in an exceedingly bipartisan initiative in a way. If you want to get something where government is part of the solution, it appears that Democrats push those initiatives the most. We have problems in this country. We have entitlement issues. We have the smallest percentage of adults working who are viable to work than we have had in decades and decades, probably ever. I think it's around 60%. There's a reason for that. There's an income disparity. There's a forlornness. There's an issue with childcare, keeping people out of the... I have a niece who is a nurse. Her husband works two jobs on the farm. They live on a gravel road 5 miles from the nearest town. She has childcare issues. So her mother-in-law and her biological mother help in a little triangle, a troika of three people to help her with her kids. Otherwise, she couldn't work. And she's the primary breadwinner in that family. That's typical today. When I was a kid, that was not the case. Today, they have to have three income streams to get ahead. Why is that? Well, there's somebody who's been elected to office for 46 years who watched this all happen and probably was in the various committees that could have changed the cycle, could have changed the graduation of things. And I'm a doer. I won't let that pass.
And that was our conversation with Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, Mike Franken. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.